Lakeland. It's been a long 2 years of waiting, but one of the largest outdoor events to take place in St. Paul is officially set to return, with some big names ready to the stage at the Centerfield Music Festival. Originally set to return to the Centerfield stage in 2020, it's now been 5 years since Brett Kissel has been able to play in front of his hometown crowd, making the 2022 show even more special. When asked how he feels about the return of Centerfield, and his extended absence from the JC Ballpark stage, Kissel says he feels both love and excitement. "I actually think it's a lot sweeter. Not having played in front of the crowd at Centerfield for half a decade," Kissel says there's a special quality to the upcoming festival, which is set for June 17 and 18. "We haven't done anything this fun in basically forever," he says with a laugh on Friday afternoon, the day the music festival's 2022 lineup was officially released. And while the lineup for 2022 is somewhat different than the original 2020 lineup, Kissel says he empathizes with festival producers and dealing with how much has changed over the past 2 years. "Some artists have retired, while others have decided to come out of retirement," for example. Co-headlining the June weekend with Kissel will be Canadian country music artist Jess Moskaluk. She has a long list of awards, hit singles, and is known for her big voice and pop-infused hooks. "I was so happy to give her a call," says Kissel. He adds that Moskaluk is a small-town girl and know exactly the kind of people who will be in the crowd at Centerfield. Another well-known name taking the stage will be the Wilkinsons. Founded in the late 1990s, the band achieved fame throughout the 90s and early 2000s. Centerfield will be the first large-scale performance for the band in about a decade. "The Wilkinsons had an incredible brand, and multiple number one hits on the radio," says Kissel, adding, "It's unbelievable that they've selected St. Paul as a comeback show." Looking back on the past 2 years, Kissel says he's definitely soaked up plenty of family time and reacquainted himself with his roots, which has included lots of hunting and fishing. He's also spent a lot of time out at his family's farm in the Flat Lake area, and every time he would drive past the JC Ballpark over the last 2 years, he wondered when he would get to step back on the stage. In June, when Kissel returns to St. Paul, it won't be for a quick grocery trip or to head out fishing, it will be for Centerfield Music Festival. Of course, he plans to hit the stage with as much energy as he can, and he acknowledges there may be some hesitancy from the general public. But, Kissel is running toward the upcoming music festival filled with a positive outlook. Tickets for the 2022 show are now on sale, and can be purchased through the Centerfield Music Festival website. To those who bought their tickets in 2020, and have held on to them over the past 2 years, Kissel says, "Thank you. Those tickets are still good for the 2022 festival. Also, the ticket price has remained the same, and is set at $99 for 2 days of entertainment. It's about understanding how far $99 will get you these days," says Kissel, adding, "People would be hard-pressed to get from St. Paul to Bonneville on a tank of gas for $99 lately. But, producers and performers are happy to be able to offer locals the chance to get an unforgettable weekend for that price." Award nominations. And while there may have been limited live performances happening over the last 2 years, Kissel was busy wrapping up and promoting his most recently album, What Is Life? The album has been nominated for a Juno Award for Country Album of the Year, while the single, Make a Life, Not a Living, has been nominated for Single of the Year. "To be nominated alongside the likes of Justin Bieber and The Weeknd is amazing," says Kissel. He describes the album as one that was much more vulnerable and authentic, which made the album a bit risky. But in the end, the album was very well received. Speaking to the question posed in the title of the album, What Is Life? Kissel is honest, saying there have been times over the past 2 years where he's felt closer to answering the question, while at times he's felt further away. After 2 years of uncertainty, Kissel is hoping to open a brand new chapter, one that no doubt includes live music, and being able to connect with like-minded people. Speaking to a parallel between sports and music, Kissel notes that when Edmonton Oilers fans head to Rogers Place to take in a game, they are all there to watch the home team win. When people go to concerts, they are there to have a good time, and the artists, including Kissel, are eager to help make that happen. Let's make this the best year yet. More information about Centerfield Music Festival, including other performers, is available through the event's website. More performers are expected to be announced at a later date.